13:32, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel Concrete Blonde and Joey at 16:08. Let's turn our attention now to some NRL and joining us from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast. Andy Raymond, good morning.
Good morning. It's Friday. We can all relax. I'm officially giving everyone in Bundy and surrounding areas early knockoff, 1 o'clock. Feel free to start preparing for the weekend. Order a pizza, have a coldie, try maybe a five-leg multi somewhere and relax for a couple of days, everyone. You have my permission.
And if anyone does get any in trouble for any reason, contact Andy Raymond.
That's right.
Hey, mate, let's turn our attention. Round three, obviously, last night, a big win to the Sharks. But tonight, it's the West Tigers versus the Warriors and the Rabbitohs versus the Roosters.
Yeah, two really important games, mate. Tigers and the Warriors. Geez, a lot rests on this, you know, just in terms of confidence in a club. You know, the character of both these clubs is going to be tested. It has been tested. It has been questioned. Both have had real struggles to start the year. And going 0-3 here, that's a massive ouch. That's putting yourself under pressure from the get-go. I've got no idea what happens in this game tonight. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy it. I think it'll be desperate. I think it'll be close. Which way, I have absolutely no idea. But there's some guys that need to pull their fingers out and produce something. There really is, because their coaches are under pressure, the club's under pressure, and individually they're going to be under pressure now.
Isn't it amazing that two sides that are struggling versus two sides, let's be fair, who are sitting pretty much on top of the world in the Rabbitohs and the Roosters?
Loving this one. And look, what's not to like about it? It's an old school, it's a traditional rivalry. There's a hatred for the other club. The players don't hate each other, but they hate the other club and the thought of the other club. The Roosters were, I thought, good last week. The Rabbitohs, unlucky. They showed us something, the Rabbitohs, last week, despite going down to the Storm. The narratives here, Latrell Mitchell and Joey Manu back face-to-face. I mean, we're all going to be looking forward to the first time they come in touch with each other. In fact, the whole Roosters side and Latrell, Jared Weir-Hargreaves had plenty to say. I can't wait for this. It's one of the games that I love. I'm not a Rabbitohs guy. I'm not a Roosters guy, but I'm a history guy, and I appreciate the history. I appreciate the rivalry, and I enjoy the emotion and the intensity of it.
Andy Raymond from the Andy Raymond Unfiltered podcast joins us this morning on the Big Brekkie. All right, Andy, your side versus my side. The Parramatta Eels have had it over the Storm over the last couple of years.
They have, mate, and I don't know if you've got a number 9 jersey stacked away somewhere, but they might need you.
I think there's a new recruit coming, Samron Crisp or something, someone by the name, some new recruit that played about 400 games somewhere else.
they might need the great man. Amazing. And I think, look, I honestly think a lesson learned here, the fact that a player caught COVID and therefore any player he lived with is regarded as a close contact. I think there'll be football managers and general managers across 16 clubs this week sending out memos saying, if you're living together, that stops.
Yep.
Every player is to live apart because they've been smashed by COVID that was originally contracted by Harry Grant. Of course, we wish him well and a safe recovery and a quick recovery. But as a result of Harry getting it, his housemates are regarded as close contacts, and young Tyron Wishout's out.
Yep.
So, you know, something in this new day and age we probably hadn't thought of. I bet you there's football managers all around the league thinking of it right now.
All right, let's turn our attention to Saturday's game, the Raiders and the Gold Coast Titans.
Here's another one, mate, that, wow, what we've seen from these two footy sides over the last 2 weeks, I don't know if anyone with any great confidence would say, yep, you know, this is a certainty. We've got this and we can't be beaten. The Raiders are down on numbers. They've lost Josh Hodgson for the year. They get young Brad Schneider back in the halves, which I think is a big one. But for the Gold Coast Titans, the question remains, how do you evolve your million-dollar man, David Fifita? It's just not working. He's not producing the numbers and the impact required on $1 million or whatever it is salary. But even more alarming is the ball's not getting to him when it needs to get to him to allow him to do that. So, again, two footy sides that are desperate. These are two big forward packs too. I reckon this is going to be the sleeper game of the weekend. I think they're going to bash the middle names out of one another, these two. I reckon they're going to smash up, and it almost might be last man standing.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one on Sunday. Apart from the Parramatta versus the Storm game, I'm looking forward to this one on Sunday. I reckon it might even be a sellout at Suncorp. We're talking the Broncos and the Cowboys.
Wouldn't that be nice to see a sellout at Suncorp? The Broncos, they've been good. Let's be honest. They have been good so far. Are they world beaters at this stage? No. But they're sitting comfortably in fourth. Let's not forget the Cowboys are sitting comfortably in sixth position after a good win over the Raiders. The Cowboys, I think, looked... And for, I don't know what reason, Dan. I don't know what reason, but they looked better last week. They looked fluent. They looked confident. Round number one, it looked like, to me anyway, they'd never played with each other before. And I know Chad Townsend's new, and I know he's got a different style and communication with the players around him, and that was always going to take a little bit of time. But Cowboys, they stood up last week. Good on them, too.
Who are you tipping?
You know what? This proud history of these two clubs suggests there's going to be a point or two in it in the 72nd minute, and I reckon that's the script. I really do. I think the Broncos can sneak home, but I also have got to be at their very best because there are still some glaring issues in my mind at the Broncos that haven't been resolved. Injury issues, Pat Carrigan, don't know if he will play. A knee injury, I think it was yesterday at training, and that could be a big loss. Paddy Carrigan, he's been good at lock. If he is out, I'm expecting Kobe Hetherington to move straight into the side, and probably Reece Kennedy to move onto the bench. That said, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a change or two from either coach an hour before kickoff when they've got to officially name their sides.
And just very quickly, mate, who's on the podcast?
Mate, we had a wonderful two-part series with Lorty Dakiri this week, a guy that doesn't often speak out about his career and his life. It was fabulous, but my focus is already on next week's Legend Series interview. It's a cracking trivia question. Who is the only guy to win a premiership with both Queensland Premier clubs?
Mm.
Ben Hannett.
Ah, there we go.
Look, it's a footy story, it's a sports story, but it's a story that every parent must listen to. I've just finished editing it last night, and I was wiping tears from my eyes as I did so. It is the most remarkable, the most intriguing, the most face-slapping reality interview I think I've ever done.
All right, Andy, we look forward to it, mate. Let's catch up next week.
See you, Legend.